in terms of authority and the system in which it is placed, the IPCC is apparently inadequate compared with the police watchdogs of advanced nations. Take the UK and Canada. In these two countries, the police watchdogs have independent investigative power. In the UK, the case must be referred to the watchdog for investigation if the police actions result in serious injuries or deaths. Canada's police watchdog even has the power to handle complaints directly and collect evidence. The IPCC in Hong Kong, in contrast, has neither the power of independent investigation nor the power to summon witnesses. It cannot handle the public's complaints directly. All the matters have to be handled by the Complaints and Internal Investigations Branch, CNIIB, of the police, which will then submit investigative reports to the IPCC concerning those reportable complaints. The IPCC is only responsible for reviewing, observing, and re-reviewing the police handling and investigation of reportable complaints. Such a mechanism for handling complaints is, in nature, police officers investigating themselves. If the police do not cooperate actively and provide the information, it will be difficult for the IPCC to follow up on complaints effectively.